A report from Sri Ramanashramam by Guru Prasad Madhavan. I am very happy. The last 3 days have offered me substantial bliss. On Saturday, around 8 a.m., Mani Mama welcomed me at Sri Ramanashramam with his wonderfully warm smile. "What a pleasant surprise," he said. "My dad and uncle also accompanied me during this trip to Thiruvannamalai. I stayed with my uncle near the ashram. His family's copious love and affection left me with no other alternative. Mani Mama and I caught up briefly, visited the shrine, and started planning for our Giri Pradakshina. I wanted to do the inner route again after a decade. My dad and uncle had never done that before, and they appeared to be looking forward to it with some degree of eagerness and anxiety. The forest department officials have restricted use of the inner path for Pradakshina after the severe fire that occurred a couple of weeks ago. There had been one or two fires, I am not sure. Mani Mama perhaps forgot to inform us about this new restriction, but was relieved after the fact that we returned safely without getting into any trouble. The last inner route Pradakshina I did was with Arthur a decade ago when it was dark and we were barefoot. That was an experience I won't forget. On that occasion, we left early in the morning, around 3:30 a.m. Mani Mama's friend and an ashram resident, Chandramouli, explained to me their route and they were wonderfully helpful with their guidance and wisdom. I took mental notes as best as I could. After listening to the morning Vedas, we left around 9:15 a.m. for the Pradakshina. My father, my uncle and I were the only three people on the path throughout. The sun was mercifully soft, slow and not as extreme as it has been lately. Arunachala, in its glory and majesty, was our supreme company. Our only other accompaniments were a bottle of water, my camera, and the occasional utterance of words among us in their most benign form, not quite animated like the Lord of the Rings, but you get the gist. We took a number of breaks, sitting down on ancient rocks that completely demolished in me the concept of age or what it means to be old. I enjoyed the power of the mountain that uproots and dissolves one's ego. Or, relating to my recent wisdom tooth extraction in India, Arunachala compassionately and instantly removes the tooth without anesthesia or pain. Speaking of which, I was quite nervous about the house of eating the prasad at Sri Ramanashramam since I was still on my liquid diet. The healing from the wisdom tooth surgery had been slow, but everything was fine to my own surprise. When they served the food, I just ate it to the best of my ability. It was soft and delicious. Thank you, Bhagavan, for reinitiating my solid diet. I was relating to Mani Mama my idea that entering Sri Ramanashramam, or for that matter, our own ashram in New York, is like going into an MRI scanner. In the scanner, hydrogen in one's body is aligned in a spectacular sequence thanks to magnetic energy. Similarly, Bhagavan's radio frequency field streamlines everything and all in silence. The output, an outstanding three-dimensional rendering of inner harmony, peace and joy. That afternoon, after some rest, I went back to the ashram for some silence in the old hall. The clanging of the bells and the youthful tenor of the Vedic recitation silenced the monkeys in my head. It was as simple as if someone had pressed the mute button on the remote control of my mind. The incense sticks were my next best friend in that setting. In the evening, I enjoyed the Tamil Paraina. I then bumped into Chris Quilkey in the new hall, who was recovering from his jet lag. He had just returned from New York City. Chris but imparted positive energy with his trademark calmness and tranquility. I also then greeted President Mama, who kindly inquired about my welfare. Dinner next. After that, Dad and I took off to visit the Arunachala temple. Not much of a crowd, the benefit of going at a time when the temple was about to close. At the heels of Lodge was last Abhisheka of the day. I loved touching the temple elephant that has now grown up to become a strikingly handsome teenager. Sunday, wanted to get an early start to listen to the morning recitations. En route, we encountered a procession with tens of thousands of people celebrating the famed Saivite Manikavajikar, the author of Thiruvachakam. The lethal convergence of the high octane percussionist, the flaring dust, and the impatient vehicular traffic made for an unusual scene. Everyone competing for attention, everyone competing for space. Not surprisingly, this all seemed so normal here. After the Vedas, we hiked up to Skandashramam. My dad and uncle made it up there with me in a single non-stop trek, then down to Virupaksha cave. My dad was particularly absorbed by the Virupaksha. He repeatedly mentioned how strong Bhagavan's tapas must have been to have permitted his stay up there. I received an infusion of inspiration here for an obvious reason. Here, the exchange between the ever-inquisitive Nayana and the ever-graceful Bhagavan resulted in the Sri Ramana Gita. After getting back to the ashram, I went to the bookstore to find a framed photograph of Bhagavan for our new home in Chennai and bought a Tamil version of Bhagavan's collected works for mom. Then I continued my conversation with Mani Mama, updates, reflections and more. Next, Mani Mama introduced me to J. Jayaraman. Wow, what an impressive intellect. I had spoken with him for a few minutes a few years ago, but this time a real connection occurred. We had lunch prasad together along with my dad. JJ offered me a preview of his forthcoming sounds, which easily transcend blues, rock, jazz, and lounge. We are now Facebook friends. Then another conversation with Chris Quilkey, who kindly inquired about my recent book and offered to give me feedback for my first draft. I thanked him. I received a souvenir from him for Barbara, but in Virginia. She lives 4 miles from Washington, D.C., where I live, and I just need to cross the Potomac to see her. Yet meeting her at the New York ashram seems far easier. Didn't see Vaidyanathan. He was in Chennai. Couldn't spot Kothari or my mentor, Kevian, either. After all was done, my dad referred to this special visit to Arunachala, repeatedly recapitulating, in effect, how much he had enjoyed this trip to Sri Ramanashramam, free from worry about his daily obligations and routine stresses. I agreed. He was joyously positive, and I suggested that he consider drawing himself inward for his own peace and well-being. Let us see. Dr. Guru Prasad Madhavan went to primary school in Thiruvannamalai. He is now an author and director at the National Academy of Sciences in Washington, D.C. He also serves as the secretary of Arunachala Ashrama, New York.